AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. His fellow Republicans blasted away at Donald Trump in their first debates in Super Tuesday. But as the AP's Mark Smith reports, the frontrunner blasted right back.
Let's start talking again about the issues that matter to this country.
Marco Rubio said he wanted to take the high road, and Ted Cruz and John Kasich agreed.
This is not about the insults back and forth.
I have never tried to go and get into these kind of scrums.
But here at Detroit's Fox Theater, that didn't last.
This little guy has lied so much about my record.
Indeed, Trump's dig at Rubio was followed by fierce bickering as the others attacked the billionaire businessman's career and pronouncements, trying to blunt his Super Tuesday momentum. Mark Smith at the GOP debate, Detroit.
Well, the grand old party's most recent presidential nominees, Mitt Romney and John McCain, lambasted Trump earlier on Thursday, calling him unfit for office and a danger for the nation and the GOP, Romney calling Trump a phony.
He's not of the temperament of the kind of stable, thoughtful person we need as leader. His imagination must not be married to real power.
Republican party leaders are poring over complicated delegate math, outlining hazy scenarios for a contested national convention, even flirting with the idea of a third-party effort. There's been an escalation in rhetoric from North Korea's leader. State media is reporting that Kim Jong-un has ordered his military on standby for nuclear strikes at any time. The threat's part of a ramped-up propaganda push to signal strength in the face of what the North portrays as an effort by South Korea and the U.S. to overthrow its leadership. Police say a Baltimore Public Works employee was fatally shot at a city maintenance depot after an argument with a co-worker who was still on the loose. Organizers of the Iditarod sled dog race have had to ship tons of snow by train to Anchorage. This is AP Radio News. Federal authorities have made arrests related to a 2014 armed standoff over grazing cattle on U.S. land in Nevada. The AP's Mike Ross here reports.
12 people in five states were arrested by federal authorities Thursday for their roles in a 2014 armed standoff over grazing cattle on federal land near renegade cattleman Cliven Bundy's ranch in southern Nevada. Arrests were carried out in Arizona, Utah, Idaho, Oklahoma, and New Hampshire after a federal grand jury in Las Vegas expanded an indictment that had already been filed against Bundy. That brings to 19 the number of defendants who face charges of conspiracy, assault, and making threats. Bundy's wife says Cliven Bundy and four sons are in federal custody. I'm Mike Rossio.
The federal government is proposing to lift threatened species protections for hundreds of Yellowstone area grizzlies. That would open the door to future hunts across parts of three states for the first time since the 1970s. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.